bitches be crazy. It's time for Devil's Business.
Get your hand off me.
Go back here. We can fix this.
Welcome to the show that covers sex, drugs, and rock and roll lives of the people that are still awake while all the wholesome people are sound asleep. I'm your host, Patrick Jolly, and with me are the guys of MyFavoriteSin.com, Nick Alcoholic, Aaron Sofane, and Zach, a.k.a. T. What's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
Hey, guys.
So much enthusiasm.
Well, on this episode, we're doing Crazy X Stories, or Bitches Be Crazy. I don't know which one I want to call it, but it's the Crazy X Stories. But we're going to, before we get into that, Nick, you're going to do the promos for My Favorite Sin?
We got, you know, Wednesdays at Rose Bar, Thursdays at Tongue and Groove, Fridays Cosmolava, Saturdays back at Tongue and Groove. And we got a few things coming up. We're doing a once a month on Tuesdays at Czar Bar in East Andrews.
And that starts when?
Kazar Bar, you mean?
Kazar Bar? Yeah. Kazakhstan Bar. No, it's Czar Ice Bar. It's really cool. They actually have a Zamboni for the ice on the bar. It's on...
that gives me a Zamboner.
Me too, man. I mean, balls. But
it's got like... It's ladies' night. We got sushi.
It's ladies' night on October 22nd. It's one Tuesday a month. $2 sushi. Yeah, free martinis for the ladies that get in on our guest list on My Favorite Sin. So go to MyFavoriteSin.com and sign up for the free guest list.
We got
free
some
cocktails.
Bar tours.
Of course, Halloween is upon us.
All right.
So we've got, look at the website. There's like 10 new events I put up last week. So it's going to be a good time. So let's get ready to rock for one of the second biggest night of the year. Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween's going to be huge. Everyone dresses up like sluts, especially T. Make sure you check out our website, devilsbusiness.net.
Check us out on iTunes. We are up on iTunes.
Subscribe.
Give us the download.
But do we have all the blogs and the videos and all that crap on our devilsbusiness.net? Anyway, we're going to jump off the story. Erection confiscation. Is your for your crazy?
How do you confiscate? Okay,
it'll get there.
You'll find out later.
I'm gonna bulldog through this. I had a girlfriend, but it was like right when I decided to break up with her, like the gears flipped, and she like let her shit go. I remember at one point she
called
me.
You say gears flipped, you like went crazy?
Yeah, like it was like all of a sudden like she was a different fucking person.
She was the sweetest person through the relationship. Yeah. Then you broke up with her, and all of a sudden the crazy
and
shit.
Actually, when I broke up with her initially, she gave like a litany of excuses. Not one of them was like, "But I love you." It was like, I just spent a whole bunch of money on like a new car so I could come out and see you because she lives in Carolina. Or I can't do this because I told all my friends we're together. And I'm like, what?
We have a brand new gallon of milk. Who's going to help me drink this?
Yeah. And I remember at one point she called me because she was calling me. And at first I was trying to be cordial with her. And then I just stopped communication with her. And then she called me with like just a series of really like – escalating excuses, and it got to the point where she called me one time and she's like, "Oh, by the way, I died for 6 minutes, you asshole. A doctor overdosed me. I went to the hospital and died. Oh, it was stress related. That's why I was in the hospital." I'm like,
You did this.
This is your fault.
Like, oh, okay, wow. So
you needed the rest.
Yeah, so either way, she comes back in town and starts mingling with my friends. So I'm like, okay. And she might be coming around more often. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to have to like
squash
this bridge just so that we're at least cordial and there's no issues. She comes to town and she wants to see me super fucking bad, and it's like at this point she's like, I'm getting on a plane tomorrow morning and it's like midnight, and I was like driving home from like Tongue and Groove or some shit, and I'm like, all right, like we go to like Waffle House somewhere like public where you're not gonna like cause a scene. She's like, okay, gave me an address, so I punch in the address, I get there. It's a hotel. I'm like, we start talking, and then she makes her move on me, and she starts making out with me, and I'm a dude, so I'm like, okay. Right.
Like he's just like, yeah, we're in the room, and then dude, she just starts making out on me.
She's
all over me.
I want my mouth on his mouth.
She's a cutie patootie. No, she just kind of, like essentially just like borderline molested me, just like ran up to me, started making out, but I'm a dude, so
not molesting, it's rape. It's a totally different thing.
I don't think chicks can rape dudes, because I was, you know.
You can't rape the willing
type. Yeah. So I was like kind of whatever, but I had a moment of clarification. She grabs my hard wiener. Ugh, you know what? I really shouldn't, because she's the type of person that's going to be like, oh, now we're back together. I'm so glad or something. So I'm like, you know what? I need to shut it down. So I was like, hey.
Wait, you what?
Yeah. No.
I taught you nothing.
I'm strong like that.
I don't support the rest of this story. Go on.
Yeah, so I'm like, I pause her and I'm like, all right, hold on. Like. I just bullshit, you know, like, I can't be in a relationship right now. I'm trying to focus on me, doing that thing.
All the cop-out bullshit
everyone
says.
Yeah, all the cop-out shit.
It's not you, it's me.
And she still has my dick in her hand.
Wait, she hasn't released the king yet?
and wait for it. When I finish my sort of excuse chain, if you will, I notice the grip gets a little tighter.
Just ratcheting down.
A little bit tighter. And I'm like, I didn't
clink, clink, clink.
I didn't even
clink.
Pick up. Honestly, I forgot that she still had it. And so I tried to walk away. And so I walked away and got like, I was like, well, hey,
she's got your, still she's down got there. Your leash.
Yeah, because I was talking for like 5 minutes where I was just like, oh, because of this and fucking not this stuff. And so I forgot and then just tried to like walk away and I was like, oh, hey.
Dude, do you beat your dick with a sledgehammer? How could you not feel that?
I mean, like,
it goes numb after a while, I guess.
Look, I was talking for a long time. As far as I was concerned, that's not what I was focusing on. And I realized what the situation was. So I had to – I was like, gotcha. We're definitely getting back together. Immediately, she lets go of my dick and, like, wraps me up for a hug. And I just fucking bail out of there. And
like stiff armor.
The fucking elevator. Like, close door.
Come on.
T, let me explain something. When there's a fire, you take the stairs.
Yeah, no, I learned that because you know how in all the movies, like, if it's like a zombie movie, they'll like reach – the zombie will like reach their hand in or some shit, but the elevator still closes. You know, they don't mention the fact that actually when like there's a ligament that goes in, the doors re-open.
They have sensors.
So they open and I literally just like – I fucking stiffed arm past her. And bolted down the fucking stairs.
So you've broken
and
two
got the
tackles
fuck out of there.
So
wait,
far.
You did
eluded two tackles. I'm good like that. I'm super swag.
That's the fucking. I don't know who's weird or her or you. This is like the weirdest thing. Like you show up, you start making out, and then she grabs your dick. You're like, wait, we need to stop this. And then she cranks down on you.
I was
like,
trying to be a good guy.
Yeah, this is like textbook good guy.
I did a spin move.
I did a spin move and a juke, and I was fucking ousty frau. Like, that was it.
Yeah, I'm sure that stopped her.
That shows sanity. All right, next one. Nick, you're telling this one, you're calling it service with a smile.
Yeah, it was, you know, when I'm in my single days and I'm an asshole and I don't give a fuck, I really don't give a fuck. But I was dating this girl and I knew she was crazy and when you start dating a girl, like, this is not going to be long term. This is just, we're dating, fuck her for a little while, whatever.
Right.
So I'm dating this chick and I had already picked up, I mean, she had psycho eyes. She straight up had psycho eyes all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she was good looking, but you could just see.
It was like a black hole.
It was bad. You could just tell.
A little crazy.
Yeah, you could just tell. And
it was alcohol fueled.
Oh, absolutely. Too.
They don't blink as much. It's weird.
Right. Yeah, it's just that glazed, checked out look.
Yeah.
So we were at Ico, the place that we used to work at and party at and all that. We were there, and it had already started to unravel, and I had already made the switch to I don't give a shit, but I really didn't tell her we're broken up or anything.
No, he's just being passive aggressive about the breakup.
Right, just
he's already broken up
in my mind.
He just hasn't included.
So were y'all officially together or just dating?
We were just dating. It wasn't like she was my girlfriend,
but it was.
She felt that way.
You were close enough where you were like, I should have to have a conversation to tell her stop calling me. We're done.
Well, so I had already moved on. In my own mind. So I'm in Ico and I see a friend of mine and I started dancing with her. Mm-hmm. And we're having a good time, you know, and all this stuff. And then this girl walks up and sees me and then starts to lose it. Okay. She's like, you know, freaking out or whatever. So long story short, she gets kicked out of Ico and everybody's like, hey, she got kicked out. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to stay here and have a good time. So I'm in Ico having a good time and I'm hanging out with this other chick and I end up going talking to this chick in the corner and all this stuff. And then this other girl walks up to me and goes, hey, she's kicked outside. I'm like, she just got kicked out. And I'm like, okay, fine. That's great. Hope she has a good night.
You're such
a
sweetheart.
You know, I care. So then about 15 minutes later, the girl comes back and was like, no, you have to go outside right now. There's getting cops involved. You have to get her out of here.
So she's still outside like causing a scene.
Absolutely. So I get outside and she's just sobbing. Just, and the cop's like, dude, you got to get her out of here. And I'm like, fine. Fuck. So take her home, you know, take her back to our house. We go back to the house, whatever. And that was like it for me. I was like, this is it. This was final straw. She's absolutely batshit crazy. And I know I don't give a shit. So we're done. So I said, you know, hey, I don't want to.
So at this
see
point,
you.
You're like, okay, even though the talk was a bad talk and it, her crying and almost arrested outside of the club, at this point, you know, you are officially broken up. There's no question what's going
on. Right. Absolutely none. Like, no doubt. So then. Maybe the next week, maybe a couple days later that week. I don't really remember because it was all a blur back then. But we were at Tongue and Groove, the old Tongue and Groove. And we have this policy. Always have a smile on your face, no matter what's happening in front of you. Never have drama at the club, especially the front door of the club. But even if there is, have a fucking smile on your face, because you don't want to have a, you know, a sour face and everybody looking at you and they're like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, they see the problem.
Brings the mood down, yeah.
Right, right. And then, you know, it's a tactic. If you always have a smile on your face, you never look like the bad guy. So I'm at Tongue and Groove.
Depends on the smile.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We're at Tongue and Groove and we're at Downstairs, and it's packed. Fucking packed. And I had heard that she was going to come. And I'm like,
it was like a big event that night. Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
It was huge.
It was like a special night.
And I mean, not the kind of night for drama. Right.
Right, right. And we're all dressed nice and all this. And I'm walking through the crowd. And then boom, 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 boom. Here she is. I'm like, oh,
dun, dun.
Fuck. But I knew.
Dun, 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 had, oh, shit.
We had the policy. Don't do anything bad. Don't fucking frown. Just have a smile on your face. Play it cool, and you're good. So she comes up, batshit crazy, just crying. And I'm like, not now, not now, not now. And she grabs my sweater. And I have a smile on my face, and I'm putting my hands. I got a drink in my hand. I got, you know, a smile on my face, hands in the air. And I'm looking around, and people looking at me, and I'm just smiling.
No hands. I'm not touching. You can see I'm not touching. No hands.
I'm just smiling and everything. I'm like, hey. Girl, listen. No, it's cool. It's cool. Listen, it's cool. She's not having it.
In your head, you're thinking, you crazy bitch, get the fuck
right,
off me.
Right. And she would not let go of my fucking sweater. Like, she was all crumbled up. She's like, no, I just want to talk. And I'm like, no, it's cool. It's cool. Smile on my face. Everybody's looking. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool. And then one of our mutual friends came up and was like, hey, girl, you've got to let him go. And then finally, this girl like wedged in between us, and I got to like do the yank and got the sweater out. And right then, she had pretty much done a 180 into this girl, and then boom. There's Aaron.
Yeah, I'm an innocent bystander. Now, I'm watching it, and I can hear him. I can see his smile, and I can hear his muttering, let go of me, bitch. Let go of me. Come on now. But it is getting attention no matter how big he smiles. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Everybody
she
that
is
we
melting
met.
Down.
Yeah.
And she's, man, she's poor at this whole keeping her shit together nightclub. Look, a lot of chicks are, especially they've been drinking. But she was just coming apart.
Ugly.
Coming apart.
Oh, God.
And so the thing is, Nick like manages to duck her and spins her around, and she just grabs
me. I'm noticing a lot of spin moves are going on. Like, yeah. You guys are just.
She grabs me. Like,
you just start hauling.
Dude, we got starting lineup kind of people here, man.
Yeah, man, we're right at the corner of the main room where you come in from the smaller bar. And there's lots of traffic going by, and all these people we know are forming a half circle around me. And so,
like
I'm
an 80s dance
them.
Circle?
Yeah, she's like got her head on my sweater and crying and getting mascara all over me and all this.
A very nice white sweater.
Yeah, it was very nice. And, so
stop talking about your fashion.
I'm looking. I looked very good. And I'm looking at all these faces, and I'm trying to pick girls that I know this girl, like you. Come here. And I'm waving them
like over her shoulder. You're kind of waving like,
yes.
Get over here
come
and take
on,
your crazy
come
friend.
On. And while I'm whispering to her, oh, it's going to be fine, babe. Look, man, come on. We're out in public. Just pull it together. We can talk about this later. Everything's going to be fine. We're going to survive this. We'll survive it. And behind her, I'm trying to wave. And, man, they are all giving me the nope. You know,
like, we know
cutting
she's
their
crazy.
Hand across their throat. Yeah. And like, sorry. No, I've seen this
you're
before.
A yeah, because yeah. we were still, you know, new to the scene, and we hadn't had the experience that everybody else knew about this chick. So Aaron had to deal with that. So what I did is David, the manager that we had on the show a few weeks ago, he mentioned about how the gay Santa guy ran upstairs.
Right.
Well, that was my escape route as well. I ran upstairs.
The upstairs bar that's owned by the same club.
Absolutely. Upstairs to Jackrabbit. So I ran up the fuck there, and I was getting away. So I was like, I'm dodging this bitch. So I run upstairs, and I meet one of our mutual friends that we saw last night. That's how I met him. I sat down at the bar, and I'm just sitting there just trying to cool off, and this guy's like, hey bro, you okay? And I just started talking, and he goes, holy shit, I know that bitch. And then he was like, oh yeah, that sounds exactly like her.
That's so classic.
Yeah,
her.
Yeah.
Like a sitcom, like did,
you
crazy.
Must be new in town.
Yeah, didn't anybody not want to give me the fucking memo?
Yeah,
Jesus Christ. So anywho, so
actually I'm pretty sure a lot of people did.
Yeah.
There were warnings.
Yeah, there was
yeah,
there
see
times.
Now he bailed. And left me with her.
Left you in the foxhole taking shrapnel.
Yeah. He's up there having a nice chit-chat with some new friends. And I am trying to pry her off of me and just get away. And no one is coming to my aid, nothing. But I finally managed to wedge one of my arms between me and her. And then I'm able to get her off me. And I was like, look, babe, I'll be right back. Here, talk to... I can't remember who it was. Some chick was just walking by. And
you just knew her name. Like, yeah. Hey, Jennifer, come here.
Gotta go. Yeah. So, yeah.
She'll understand. And so I just, man, I take off and I do the same thing he did. I break out upstairs, head up to Jackrabbit.
It's like hot potato.
Yeah, walk in there. And I'm like, oh, sweet. It's a lot.
I like how Jackrabbit seems to be the locker room. Like, everyone's like, all right, I did my jukes. So I'm going to go shower off now.
So yeah, we're doing the, you know, we're having the post game show upstairs, you know, trying to see where we went wrong.
Some drinks, and we're like, you know? Oh, man, that was crazy. So then dude. I hope she leaves.
Since everybody saw it and everybody knew what was going on, they kept coming upstairs and reporting everything that was happening to us. So what happened was somebody came upstairs and was like, oh, yeah, she got into a cab. I'm like, sweet. And then
problem's
like,
gone. Problem's left the building.
Right. Solved.
But, ding, 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 when they stuffed her in a cab, she whirled out the other door.
Oh. This is a classic move. Man, I've actually seen
everyone's
this
got
before.
Good jukes in the stories.
So she rolls out the door and she comes and she doesn't find us, but she goes into Jackrabbit looking for us, okay? And I do, like, the peek over the shoulder. I'm like, oh, God, I don't think she saw me. Did she see me? Did she fucking see me?
It didn't look like she saw you. She headed to the bathroom.
And she headed to the bathroom, okay?
And I was like, all right.
This is where it gets really good. This young lady goes into the bathroom and decides to cuddle Bunny with the toilet.
Yeah, she pretty much walks in the bathroom and collapses in a fit of drama.
And starts crying and wailing.
Like the old school, like 90210, throw yourself on the bed and cry until the male comes in and fixes it.
Yes,
but she didn't have a bed, so she had a toilet.
Yes, this was a club women's restroom.
So wait, she wasn't like, I have to go puke. It was a dramatic fall on the toilet and I'm going to cry myself afternoon special kind of shit.
And she was, and here's the great part. She was launching a campaign to every girl that walked into the ladies' room and said, do you know Nick? And whatever the fuck she
said. Girls are coming out of the bathroom and beelining right for us.
And they would walk right at girls I had never met. They walk right up. You must be Nick. And I'm like, oh, fuck, what now? And then I got the whole story, and I'm like, we have to go.
We gotta go.
We have to get out of here. And that.
But not before I had to do a flyby and do a push open on the women's bathroom. And sure enough, there she was, halfway under the divider wall between the sink
she's like
and
sprawled
the first
out
stall.
Then on the ground.
She's face down.
Hugging a toilet.
There's like bits of toilet paper. It's a wet floor. And she's just weeping and gnashing her teeth. And
really, Nick? That was a keeper. Why did you let that one go?
Bitches be crazy.
Good God. Well,
is that your catchphrase?
So it's like reading Rainbow. I enjoyed this book. The next story, and this is one also I'm really jazzed because I only got this. Aaron thought you told me this story before. I'd never heard this one.
I can't believe it. It's one I tell from time to time.
Right. This is a great Bitches Be Crazy story, and he calls it Good Clean Fun.
Honestly, I
wanted to call it like Bates Motel or something like that, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, man, when I lived in Pensacola not too long before I moved up here, it was my last apartment before I moved up here, I was living with this girl, and it wasn't going to work out. We were both positive of that. And one of the telltale signs is when you walked into our apartment, we had two of everything. We both had full sets of furniture, and we refused to let go. So
in the living room, we got two
couches and two coffee tables. There's two dining room tables with chairs in the dining room. This whole thing, we're sticking to it. But the house is kind of crowded. Man, with all of our stuff.
Right. I went in there, man. It was just like...
It looks like rooms to go.
It's just a showroom floor.
I'll take that one and two of those.
but the thing is, man, the girl, she was kind of a party girl. That's...
kind of your type.
Yeah. That's why I liked her. But what she wasn't was a take care of the house kind of girl. That was not her thing. And so, I had gone out on a Saturday night, and this is after the hurricane had hit us, and so, which is another story of another time, but I had taken a part-time job to try to get through this hurricane thing, delivering pizzas in a hurricane-destroyed city, which is its own its own problem, where there's no street signs and
still roads being blocked by trees.
Yes, yes, was not invented yet.
Come around a corner, so there's a house in the middle of the street. And like,
you have to have a cow pusher on the front of your car just to make it through the street.
To make a hole.
I picture it like a Mad Max with a pizza delivery. Yeah.
He's like a four-wheeler pizza delivery guy.
Except I'm in a dropped CRX that can't go over a twig, okay, much less around any obstacle.
Quick sidebar.
It's a rabbit and explodes.
Quick sidebar.
The rabbit just dusts itself off.
This CRX was so low to the ground, and I'm a fat ass. Every time we would hit speed bumps, Aaron would say, "Hey, man, you got to get out."
No. So it's the only way to get over.
So he could get over the fucking speed bump.
But so anyway, I'd gone out the night before. I was throwing parties at Bedlam at the time, and was out pretty late. I got in around 7 o'clock, and she hadn't gone out, and she wanted to go to the beach and party down. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to skip it. You go to the beach. I need to sleep. I've got to work this afternoon.
Right.
So she goes, takes off to the beach. And, man, I got some sleep. And I woke up around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I had to be at work at 5. And, man, I get up, and I'm already kind of in a bad mood. But, man, the state of the house had me really pissed off.
You're just steaming.
We had to share a walk-in closet that wasn't all that big. But it was vomiting out her clothes, like 3 foot high, this wave of clothes coming out until it hit the bed. And I just had about enough of her, her shit was everywhere, dirty dishes. And man, I was just not in the mood for it. And so I was stewing and walking around the house, getting ready and just getting pissed.
Right.
Just getting pissed.
Working yourself into a fit. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Just making sure I was good and mad. I was like, I had enough.
Oh, she's going to get it when she gets home.
Oh, she better not get home before I go to work. But she did.
Good news.
Good news, everyone.
She got home about an hour before I go to work, right before I was getting in the shower. She got home, and she was wasted and belligerent.
Oh, the beach.
Yeah,
the beach
sunshine.
God, yeah, like sunburnt and wasted. So they're just like, they're bitter from the sunburn.
Oh, it's just magnified by a thousand.
And apparently whatever she had been thinking about at the beach
was pissing her off.
And so she came in and she had an attitude. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this. let's do this right now. And so, man, we start just dumping everything out there. And we're doing that one where you go straight for the meanest shit you can think of first.
Right.
Your mother's a whore.
Then taper it off.
And then we'll back off. Start talking about your relatives' drinking problems and, you know.
Your mom with her makeup and her drinking.
Yeah. Went straight there. And the thing is, I called her a phrase that I knew she wasn't going to like. Some chicks.
Respond well.
Different lines and at
was it the C word?
Things. It involved that. Yes.
It was a collection.
It was a string.
There were some adjectives before we got to the
yes,
noun.
Yes. And that was my drop the mic and in the argument thing. Was there, you know,
peace.
And like her jaw dropped and she's staring at me like, really? You did not just say that?
Yeah. Like we were boxing. But you just dropped the gloves and put your hands in glass.
And I'm like, that's right, bitch. And I am going to go take a shower. I've got to be at work.
I'm going to put myself in a very vulnerable position right
this
now.
This is done. So I go into the...
Where's my conditioner?
I go in the bathroom, and I'm getting the shower. Man, and I've been in the shower like 5 minutes, and I'm conditioning my hair and muttering to myself about how this
crazy bitch.
Deal with this. I got enough going on in my life. Hurricane. I've got to
so
put
glad
on.
I said that, you bitch.
Deliver pizzas, and this is what I have to
this
come home to.
This is the thanks I get.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going this whole thing. And, I guess I wasn't paying attention to what was happening or any changes in cabin pressure or lighting in the bathroom. I didn't even know there was anyone in there with me.
Dun, dun.
Just a chick in the Bates Motel trying to get clean.
You didn't hear the...
No, nothing. No music. Nothing.
There wasn't even like an ominous like door hinge.
Nope.
Like,
thanks a lot, Hollywood.
Clack.
I blame you. And so I'm standing there, I'm conditioning, I got my arms up, and I had just opened my eyes, and I'm in there, and we've got a shower curtain with a, you know, the shower curtain liner and a solid shower curtain on the other side, and all of a sudden there was like this whoosh, and a rattle of metal and everything, and the shower curtain's just gone. It's just gone. And so my first instinct is to hide my shame. And
you grab your dick.
So I just grab my crotch and I'm like, lean over and do that angry. And I know this because the mirror, I could see myself in the mirror.
You're almost like the Terminator going back and forth.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm crouched over. Like, and I'm looking over and I got soap all running down myself and everything. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I see her out of the corner of my eye, and she's standing there holding the shower curtain rod and wielding it like Darth Maul. And
she's a Sith.
She just comes at me. She comes at me. And the first blow came from the right side. Jesus, and got me right in the temple.
She's literally wielding a weapon now. And
Yes, the shower curtain is all down on the left side, but when she hit me with the right side, the last of the rings fall off down on the left.
Now she's got full swing.
It was like a bow staff to her. She was just wielding
it. She's Donatello.
Yes. Oh, so she hit me in the temple with the first one, and I went down. The second one caught me somewhere in the back of the neck.
Okay, we're starting to realize who's our third string running back. No joking.
But fight my way through it.
Aaron's riding the pine.
Yeah, you play football naked. It's a different game.
And it's a claustrophobic shower. You don't have much wiggle room to
begin with.
There's
nowhere for me to go.
Your offensive line has collapsed around you.
Yes, there's nowhere for me to go. And she just starts wailing on me. And the whole time she's screaming, "You will not call me a fucking cunt. You piece of shit. Maybe we should wash your mouth out with soap." Anyway, when she's done,
so you're like, okay, cunt, stop.
She just throws the shower curtain with me, and it like falls in the bathtub with me. At this time, I'm laying curled up in a fetal position, mildly crying,
and the Hershey service going down the drain.
The shampoo wasn't no tears. It hurt me.
It's just showers hitting me in the eyes. I'm not crying.
Yep, and all I hear is the bathroom door slam.
Is she gone?
The shower's running, and there's water everywhere, and
A faint crying sound.
Just shut the water off and listen until the front door closes. And then I've never gotten ready for work so fast in all of my life.
I'm getting the fuck out.
It's like, I don't know what she's going to get, but I don't want to be here when she arrives with it. I never called her any of those names again. And also didn't break up with her. Because guess who's crazier than the craziest chick I've ever dated?
It's me.
It's called passion. She hit me with a left hook of passion. And I was like, I love this
just
bitch.
Just saying. Sometimes it's the only way I learn.
I'm going to tell. This is the last story. And I labeled it Carrie Ain't Got Nothing On Me. I'm using Carrie because it's a prom story.
Yes.
It wasn't even my high school prom. I was already graduated, but the girl I was dating at the time.
I get older. I stay the same.
You're
age.
The guy at the prom with cigarettes.
All right. So it's already awkward because I have to show up and see the teachers that failed me, and I had to go be a super senior at the alternative high school.
Yeah, you guys were wrong. Look who's a winner.
I know. Like, I'm like, hi. Yeah. So I go in and I got to see all these people. I'm already like bummed out that I have to do it, but it's her senior prom. I have to go. I end up paying for the tickets. She tracks down the dress she wants. There's a whole nother story about trying to get this fucking dress. The dress does not show up. The guy overcharged. Then he, you know, canceled the order. I mean, we had this whole issue. We finally track down the dress, and it's like a mermaid cut dress, and we have to like rush alter it so it doesn't fit her right.
So
tragedy, Jesus!
That is your fucking problem,
right,
sir.
My fault. Yeah. So I had to pay. I have to track down the dress at the first. I mean, I'm doing this to be a real nice guy. So I track down the dress she wants at another place and get it for her and get it pay for the alterations on it. I take care of everything. I'm sitting there going, this isn't even my fucking prom, but we're I'm dealing because she's such a. I know she's such a C word. I'm like, I'm just if I just deal with this, I can get through it.
C word isn't Carrie.
She's a total Carrie, dude. I get the dress to her, and the whole day before the prom, she is a problem. Like, she is being just a complete carry. And she starts to get mad because when she puts on the dress, she realizes every time she lifts her arm, her tit pops out, which to me, I'm thinking,
that's
bonus.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Like, that was cool.
How do I get them to do that every time?
Check this out, everybody. Do some more jumping jacks.
Put your hands up in the air. titty.
Oh, and I've got cigarettes.
So those bad boys.
So we end up just having a rip-roaring argument, and I've already got reservations at Nava down here in Atlanta.
Nice.
Because we're the prom's at the Fox. So
whoa,
I get
Yeah,
that's how they do it in the big city, not like where we're from.
Right. We went to the OG and then stopped by the fucking multi-purpose room.
Oh, OG is Olive Garden, anybody listening? the swanky place they had down in Crestview. So anyway, yeah. So I get the reservation at Nava for like 7 o'clock. And next thing you know, she's dragging her feet. She's being a complete carry, and I know I can't. See, I keep saying Carrie, and now your wife's going to think I'm talking about her.
Yep. We're going to have another story for the next podcast.
Yeah. Guess what? We don't get to say Carrie anymore. So this is not Carrie with a K. It's Carrie with
Aaron,
a C.
Aaron, what happened to your eye?
I fell. A hard C.
Shower curtain. Anyway, I deal with her all day. She's being such a pill. Her mom's putting her together. She's just – I show up, and she's already being a –
just indignant.
Just completely pain in the ass. But I'm like, you know what? We got a reservation. We got to get go.
Let's rocket sauce.
Jump in the car. Rocket sauce down there. We're already going to be 30 minutes late. I have no clue if this is going to even work. We get in it because everyone's, you know.
It's prom night.
Yes, prom night. We get down there. By the time we get down there, it's been we're almost an hour late by this point. And she's being a pill the whole ride down. Right when we pull up, she sees some of these other girls getting out of limo and stuff, and just goes, I don't even want to be here. I don't want to go. And at this point, this has been about a 45-minute drive with her, and she is just being a complete pill. And I'm just biting my tongue and trying to be nice. I'm like, no, you look beautiful. What are you talking about? I'm being so sweet for no fucking reason after I paid for everything. That's the other thing.
Were you fucking this girl?
A lot. all rage fucks. I end up pulling up to Nava, and that she sees these other girls get out of the car, and she sees how pretty they look, and she goes, I don't want to be here. I don't want to go. And I'm like, you know what? That was it for me. Now, apparently, she was just kind of speaking out and didn't really realize that I was taking that literal, that I don't want to go. So I whipped the car around.
Oh,
and
amateur mistake.
Rocketing down the street, and it just raged. And she's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Just calm down. Why are you driving like this? Why are we not going to the restaurant? I'm like, you just said you didn't want to go. And I'm tired of catching your shit. So I end up, I pull over at a little strip mall area just to cool off. Pull over real quick. I'm like, all right, I'm going to call my dad because I got to deal with this shit. And he's dealing with my sister and her prom date because they're at the house taking pictures and shit. So I call my dad. I'm like, hey, this is what's going on, blah, blah, blah. He goes, just calm down, tell her she's pretty, and go back to Nava and get your meal and have a good prom and just kind of deal with it.
Sensible.
Right. Yeah. Give me responsible shit. I'm like, all right. Yeah. He talks me off the ledge. My blood pressure goes back down. I'm okay. And at this point, she's in the car talking to her mom, and she's just, he's a piece of brick, and he's doing this, and he's being crazy, and all this shit. And so I get in the car, and I decide, all right, I'm going to take her back to Nava. So I get back in the car. She doesn't realize that I'm going back towards Nava, that I leave the parking lot and start driving back towards Nava.
Just clueless.
And she starts firing off again. And I was like, nope. I wing it around the road.
This shit ain't for me.
Yeah. And just start bam back down through heading down towards Midtown or something. Because I'm at this point, I'm so mad. I don't even know where
You're
I'm
just
driving.
Driving.
I'm driving the complete wrong direction. And I'm just rocketing. She's screaming bloody murder because she, like, awkwardly scream like I'm stabbing her. And honestly, if I had a knife, I can't say she was wrong. So she starts calling her mom, and she's screaming in the phone to her mom. So all her mom hears, answers the phone, just hears screaming, he's gonna kill me, he's gonna kill me. So I end up I'm like, hang up the fucking phone, bitch. Hang up the fucking phone. So her mom hears this. Finally,
my baby's dying.
So finally I snatch the phone out of her hand, turn it off, and throw it in the back seat. She dives in the back seat after it and starts trying to recall her mom. So finally, I snatch the phone out of her hand. I pull the battery out of the phone and put it in my – oh, yeah. At this point, I realize I've committed to crazy.
Like, yeah. I was possible like, jail
is this
time.
Crazy ex's stories or you crazy stories?
Yeah. I'm the one derailing.
He's someone's ex.
Hey, this is Patrick's group therapy. Just let him get it out. Let him get it
just
out.
Just be agreeable. It's not okay, yourself, buddy. Smile.
See, I'm already getting mad again. That crazy bitch, we should go find her and stab her. So anyway, I'm like, no, you're going to fuck fucking talk to me. I was like, you need to calm the fuck down. And so I put the phone. I was like, you just freaked out your mom now. She thinks I'm fucking stabbing you. She's like, just leave me here.
And
just
sure enough, by getting hung up and her not calling back as
straight to voicemail. Yeah, now
I'm sure everything is all right now.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, probably. Now her phone's going straight to voicemail. Last thing she hears, he's gonna kill me. Show the boat, bitch.
Officer, my daughter left in a Buick
Regal.
It's white. She's with a crazy little young man.
Probably in cowboy boots.
I was stranger. So I had a belt buckle too. It matched my fucking tux, dude. So anyway, she's screaming, and I tell her, and she just like, drop me off here. Just drop me off here. I'm like, I'm not dropping you off in a prom dress in the middle of fucking Atlanta. I was like, I might fucking hate you, but I'm not crazy. Which the whole time I'm screaming this at her, like, it's arguable. I end up screaming. I'm like, no, calm down. You're fucking talk to me. At this point, she's like, my mom just wants you to drop. And so all of a sudden, my phone starts ringing. And it's my dad.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
And now I gather myself. I'm like, hello. She's just cross-sobbing in the passenger seat. And I'm like, hello? Because you gotta act. It's just kind of like when you're sprinting down the hallway at high school. When you get in front of the windows, you got to stop, walk, Patrick, sprint.
Patrick's so, like, bonjour.
Hello, Dad. How's it going? How was your day? I'll use my charge card. Pick up some non-dairy creamer. Here's my portfolio. I fuck like this. I hit to the phone with Dad. I'm like, hey. And he goes, what's going on? And he sounds like, because the way he said it's like he knows something's going on.
Oh, of course.
Because I'd already talked to him, and everything was cool. And he calls me, like, so?
Sounds like your dad's being a hard carry, bro.
He's being a real carry right now. He goes, so what's going on? I go, well, let me tell you, this bitch be crazy. I'll tell you that right now. She won't shut the fuck up. She keeps yelling at me. I don't know what the fuck she wants. And all this shit. He goes, well, her mom's called. I'm like, uh-huh. What'd she say? She says she can't get a hold of her anymore, and her phone's going straight to voicemail. I'm like, yeah, because I took the battery out of the phone. He goes, okay. Immediately, he's sitting there going, okay, how do I get an alibi? How do I get him out of the state? Like, and he's like, well, apparently my son's just killing the person. So he's like, shit.
I need you to drop her off and head to the airport.
Let me tell you something, Patrick. Is she still breathing? If she's not, meet at the acreage. You know where it is. I'm not going to say it over the phone. We're going to hide the place there.
Get some plastic and duct tape and bleach.
I got a tarp. I'll meet you there. So
use cash, not a credit card.
He goes, yeah. Her mom is freaking out and screaming at me and saying that she's calling the cops because my son is murdering her daughter. Is any of this true? I went, not yet, but you're giving me ideas. And he goes, all right, well, look, she wants you to drop her off in Atlanta. And I told him that you wouldn't do that. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm taking her home right now. She's going home now. And he goes, okay, I will call her back and tell her that you're taking her home. Give her the battery back for her phone. And I'm like, fine. So as
Dad, okay.
Incidentally, my driving the wrong direction drove right past a Fox. We're seeing all of our friends, and just she's got mascara and eyeliner down her face. And everyone just sees me driving, just red faced, driving the car, and she's just covered in makeup and crying. And she's like, there's a Fox. So we just see all our friends that I drive past. I'm like, shit. By the time I get to the toll booth on 400, taking her back to Roswell, she's now apologizing to me. She has pulled herself back together because I'm like, dude, I paid for everything. I took care of all this shit. And you fucking, this is how you treat me all day. You've been shitting on my shit all shitting fucking day.
Shit on my shit.
She's shitting on my shit. And then she's like, you're right. I've been a pill and I'm wrong. And so by the time we get to the forum, she is apologizing. I'm so sorry. You're right. I can't believe I was being like this. I was being such a carry all the time.
I feel like he's about to pull on the side of the interstate and have sex with her.
Wait. So I give her the battery back for her phone. She puts it in, and she calls her mom. And her mom is just panting and, what's going on? Where are you? And my girlfriend just goes, oh, mom, calm down.
Like, you're so dramatic.
Stop being so dramatic. And she's like, what are you talking about? So I get back to her house. Her mom's sitting in the front window, like, just beaming out, like, oh, fuck. Is she breathing? Like, so I get there. Sure enough, when I come around the corner, cop car, lights flashing.
Oh, super.
And I'm like, oh, great. And I get there. Incidentally, cop car, not for me. Next door neighbor having a domestic dispute. So you know the neighborhood I'm in. I'm in good company.
I learned it from watching you, all right?
Exactly. So I pull in. I see the cop car. I'm like, oh, let's go to jail now. So I pull up, and she gets out of the car, and she's like, I'm sorry it happened like this. I love you. I'm like, love you too.
And she gets out of the car, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, I can't peel my fingers off the steering wheel. I'm so mad. And she gets up, and her mom's like, runs out the store. What's going on? She's like looking at me, and I just see my girlfriend go, Mom, calm down. Jesus Christ. And she goes into the house, and I can kind of hear them talking, and I'm just sitting there in the driveway, just idling
trying
in the car.
To breathe.
I'm like, I need to calm down. My phone rings. It's my girl. And I go, hello? She goes, what are you doing? I'm like, just sitting here. I'm like, you're still in the driveway? I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, what do you want to do? Do you want to just come in? I'm like, no. And she goes, well, do you want to just go to prom then? And I'm like, sure. Let's go.
Back to the prom we go.
Yeah. So she kind of redoes her hair real quick, puts new makeup on. And honestly, she looked better when she got refixed. It's kind of like the pizza the day after actually tastes a little better.
Yeah, right.
So she tastes a little better after a good cry. She looked fresh faced. It looked great.
Nice moisturizer. Yeah, moisturizer.
Yeah, supplement. So then she comes bebopping outside again, and mom's still like, well, are you going back in the car with that guy? She's like, Mom, calm down.
Jesus.
She jumps back.
I don't know
back.
Why you're acting like that.
Jesus. OMG, Mom. And she jumps in the car, and so I start driving, and everything's fine. We go over to, like, Macaroni Grill or something and have a great dinner. It's delicious. Have a great time.
Macaroni Grill's yummy.
Yeah, yeah, it is very
I love the crayons.
Yeah, by the way,
I like to take Nick there.
You take Nick to dinner, you got to give him a kid's menu and a bib. And here, look at the China
anybody
keys.
Anybody want to play tic-tac-toe? I already set up three squares.
You take
I call X's.
You take him over to Cracker Barrel. He actually eats his little pins.
And I never figure out their little nine games. This golf game is stupid.
Just throws it on the wall. Now, nah, give me more. I shit myself. Anyway, we have a nice dinner. I take her back down to the prom. We have a great prom. We see our friends. We take her photos. We dance. Everything's great. We get back in the car. She's like, I love you so much. This is so nice. And I get her back to the house. I even, you know, I take her into the house. I tuck her in. I'm like, love you, babe. Love you so much. Okay, this is so fun. And I get back in the car, and the rest of my drive back to my house, I am screaming at the top of my lungs. What the fuck was all that? I'm finally able to vent and defuse. I haven't been able to do this for hours. At this point, I'm just screaming my head off, like losing my mind.
If somebody drove by you, they would have been like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah,
is
just
wrong?
Like this man. Just, I'm watching this guy lose his shit. He must be listening.
No traffic, and he's still road raging.
He must be listening to Limbaugh. So I'm just screaming all the way back. Epilogue to the story. Years later, long since broken up with the bitch, my mom is listening to like Moby in the Morning, like one of the country stations here in Atlanta, and they're doing like horrible prom stories because he's talking about his son going to prom that weekend and blah blah blah. So my mom calls and tells this fucking story. Uses no names, just talks about her son and the ex and this crazy prom story. I get a phone call, wakes me up that morning, and it's my ex I hadn't talked to in like 2 years going, you know, your mom's on the radio telling our story and telling everyone about it. And I'm like, what?
I copyrighted that material.
And she's like, this is bullshit. She needs to shut her stupid mouth and her drinking and her makeup. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And so finally I hang up the phone and I'm like, click, whatever, crazy. And I call my mom, I'm like, hey, Mom, did you tell them the prom story? And she goes, yeah. So the next day I call up the morning show and go, hey, remember how yesterday a woman called up and told some crazy story about the crazy prom and the guy who's screaming and blah, blah, blah. He goes, yeah. I'm like, well, guess what? She called me that morning. I got yelled at some more. So 2 years later, I'm still catching shit for that shit. I am getting free tickets to something. The guy's like, I got like VIP seats. The guy totally took care of me. They're like, you poor bastard. I'm like, the whole town knows she's like, such a carry. So that's the worst prom story I think I ever had. If you have a horrible bitch be crazy or a crazy ex story, email us your story at devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com with the subject line bitches be crazy or crazy ex story. I don't give a shit either way as long as I know what the fuck it is. Thanks for listening, everybody. Be sure to wrap it up and sleep it off. Bye.
Peace.
This has been a Zombie Werewolf production.